Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy. You can call me Ro-Ro. Right next to me in what appears to be a new sex dungeon or something, my man, the blue-eyed Barbadian JoJo. Where are you coming from tonight?
Oh, I'm a stranger in a strange land, and I have some of that free scotch we got in my hand.
Oh, wow.
How about that for a fun little rhyme?
Are you at your house or are you somewhere else?
No, I'm in an undisclosed location. I got kicked out of my house.
And you're bringing that scotch just to throw it in the passenger seat?
Oh. Brought it to share it with my mysterious host after they took the bag off of my head. I thought, well, what better gift to give them than a little pull off the old scotch bottle?
That's tremendous. A peaty toot, if you will.
Mm-hmm. A peaty toot.
I love that. Let's get into it because we have a tremendous guest tonight. We have a tremendous Bev tonight. So let's get some housekeeping out of the way real quick so we can bring him up shortly. Last week with the vision board, nothing had really changed. You thought I was going to take Olipop off of the vision board, right?
And yet,
the minion marketing had gotten to me. So it's still on the vision board. But, oh no, I got a little email. Sold out. The Olipop Minions soda sold out. It says right there, cue the happy tears and unhinged dance moves. We have officially sold out of our limited edition banana cream.
This is insulting to say cue the happy tears to their customers. Honestly, double fuck you, Olipop. You owe the people an apology. No one cares that you sold out of your soda. You could have made 5 cases of it.
I don't know why you're so salty about this.
I feel rejected and estranged.
I'm not salty at all because I got the fucking cola right here. So stay tuned for that on a future episode.
Oh my God.
So we'll be drinking that very soon. Not messing around. I also have a couple extra cans. And this is sold out, so I'm workshopping an idea where I think we should put our remaining cans up on eBay for an absurd amount of money. Because there's all this minion hype going on, so let's get in on that action.
You got to strike while the iron's hot. You got to get on the minion cash. And honestly, you got to show Olipop what a real sellout looks like. Mm-hmm. And also, mm-hmm. The funding is dried up over here. We need the scratch.
Yeah, we need everything that we can get. Speaking of the Olipop, I just wanted to, we drank the Poppy for everyone that caught that episode of the prebiotic sodas. I'm now seeing that shit everywhere, and I really thought it was just like an Amazon play that with those, cheesy taped-on labels. I've seen it at Sprouts, and I've seen it at BevMo. So I do want to say Poppy's making bigger moves than I thought they were.
I'm seeing both of these players a lot of places, even like my corner liquor store when I was picking up beverages for next week. I saw Lucy's of both.
Of Olipop as well?
Yeah, and no LaCroix. I was hunting down a LaCroix. Jesus. I couldn't. That's gone. It's all prebiotic sodas now. I can't get water anymore.
That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So to add to the vision board, though, you might notice I put Tapper back on here. I put Tapper level 10. I have yet to get to level 10. That is a new big goal of mine. And I'm going to do that. And Josh, I was thinking, I just want to get your blessing on this. I realized the other day I'm playing this game so much. I don't know why I'm not just streaming it every time I play the game. You know what I mean? Like, it's all hooked up to the same thing.
Yeah, I should probably just go live
so there'd be evidence of me. I don't know if that would be annoying for people, but I might just become a huge Twitch streamer playing an 80s video game.
I think it's what the show needs. I think you need to alienate the majority of our audience and become a niche Twitch gamer. This feels good.
All right, good.
I support it if it works for you.
Thank you. The dreams that have come true so far, still pretty empty there. We're working on it. We're working on it. Next week, we're doing a flight to Malibu. This was JoJo's idea. I just want to say that. And also...
times are tough.
Another thing, something I learned. So our guest next week, we got Illuminati hotties in the house. Sarah's going to be with us.
So stoked.
Super excited to have her on the show. I do want to let you know, JoJo, she does have a severe allergy that almost could have disqualified the beverage that you picked. So that might be something that we need to check in with on our guests.
She might.
I think we're okay.
Is it to coconut?
Dairy stuff.
Oh, I think we're good.
Yeah. I hope okay. It's okay. I hope it's okay that I'm announcing that on the show.
Well, we'll find out next week. Tune in.
Anyways, so Sarah will be with us next week. Super excited about that. Getting back to what we're going to get, if you want to pick it up, we're going to get, we have canned Malibu pina coladas. Mm-hmm. We got the canned Malibu, JoJo, I can't see it because there's something
pineapple Bay Breeze.
That's what I'm looking for.
What the difference is between a pina colada and a pineapple Bay Breeze, I am fucking thrilled to discover.
Is there? I think it seems like two vastly different drinks. Are those similar drinks?
I mean, isn't the pina colada, isn't that the pina is the pineapple?
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I know nothing. I really know nothing.
Then most importantly, though, we got just straight Malibu coconut rum as a control at number three.
Again, JoJo's call.
I like science. We're going to say.
I want to point out, and we'll get to it next week. It is like the rum bottle is maybe the cheapest feeling liquor bottle I've ever held in my
agreed, 100%. It's like, I can't even compare it to anything. Closest thing
maybe
is probably
a suntan lotion bottle?
A Kool-Aid burst. It's kind of in that range.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so that's next week. Follow us on TBH Live if you're listening on the podcast. Come check us out there. Come check us out here on Twitch. We're everywhere at TBH Live. Let's get to tonight's special guest. Oh, boy. Oh, baby. We've got a hip-hop artist who drinks things.
Oh, look at that. He's holding a drink right there.
I can confirm that. His latest album, Rothko's Chicken and Waffles, is out now, which quite possibly is the best name of an album. And I've told him this, I think, a million times. I think I've ever heard in my life.
I know I named it that. Thanks for telling me.
So that's out now. And he also has some new singles out as well. Now, I don't do a lot of self-promotion on the show, but I do want to say one thing. I produced one of the tracks on that album called No Reason. So go check that out as well. There is proof that he has been rocking CBD Bevs on tour. This is something that I saw on his Instagram that we're definitely going to have to ask him about. And last but not least, he might like ducks. We will ask him about that when he comes on up here. Please welcome to the show, Old Man Saxon.
Hey, y'all. Can you hear me?
We can.
We can hear you wonderfully.
Absolutely.
I didn't know pina was pineapple. I had no idea that was a thing.
Okay.
That was amazing.
You're making me feel not alone, which I appreciate you so much. And for all I know, Saxon, maybe it isn't pineapple.
As possible. You've got to say it with confidence. That's all that matters. Good night.
It's very true. I doubted you do for a second, but I'm just going to let it ride.
Thank you.
Let's just let it go.
So, I'm going to not Google it to keep this streak alive right now.
It is so good to see you. How we start every show, Saxon, is with something that's called the beverage profile, okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to ask you some questions about a typical day in your life and what you drink throughout that day. So we're starting from the moment that you wake up. It can be a typical day, or maybe it could be like a weekend day. It can be any day you choose. But we want to know what time you're waking up, what's the first beverage that hits your lips, typically?
Water. Okay. Always water. So much so that, like, I have like a sugar thing, like with drinks, like I'll get orange juice, and then I'll just drink all of the orange juice like in one sitting. So I just stop buying orange juice. So water.
What time is this usually?
That's like 7 o'clock because I have two kids, yep. Like a 4-year-old and a 5-year-old. So they wake me up every time. So
correct.
7 o'clock on a good day. Like, yeah. So, but water every time.
And is the water coming out of, do you have like a Brita? Is it sitting on the nightstand already? What's the situation?
Is the Brita on the nightstand?
This is such a bizarre show.
You just wait, Saxon. Just wait.
I have no, like, I don't know any frame of reference about what's going on, but I'm just going to keep going with it. So we have.
Like, I'm
going to
take my shirt off. You guys can do what you want.
We have these, we get water delivered from like this water company, like artesian water, whatever that means. And like,
I thought you could say from the city copper, through pipes.
We have like this copper pot because like apparently copper is supposed to be good for like something. Sure. Like it's like helps your elements or something. So we have this 5-gallon bottle of water going into this copper pot, and that's where we get our water.
Okay, see, these are the details that we need. Why? Okay, was the copper pot, when you signed up for the service, I'm assuming it's a service, like a monthly fee, right?
Yeah.
Were there different vessels, or was the place that you ended up going to, like, were the copper pot people? Or was it like an add-on?
So the copper pot is the reason I started getting water delivered, because me and my wife were just looking at like these copper pots. We were like, oh, that's an awesome pot. We were like, well, we can't have like a Brita pouring Brita in a copper pot.
So, like 16 ounces at a time.
Yeah. So we ended up just getting a water delivery service because of the copper pot. So the copper pot came first.
Wait, did the copper pot literally come first to your house, and then you're like, fuck, we got to figure out how to make this less ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Because it looks cool, but I don't want to be the person like, oh, look at this pot, and then like pouring a Brita into it. So,
but is it made to accept the big 5-gallon bottle? Does
question.
That sit on top of it? Or are you hulking that bottle, filling it up every once in a while?
So the actual
pot, are these individual the water pot. Bottles, you're the single serves, you're just dumping it one at a time.
The actual pot's probably like holds 2 gallons, right? But the 5-gallon thing just goes on top and it just stays on there. Oh. I had to look up a YouTube video to make sure that I could put a 5-gallon thing up. I didn't just like put it on and just like hope. I like looked it up. I had to research it. So.
How did you, how did the copper pot get on you and your wife's radar in the first place?
That's such a good question. That is such a good question. I have no idea. I really don't. I think we were like trying that. This is what it was. We were just trying to like redecorate our house and like have some new stuff because we get bored of the things in our house. And then, yeah, somehow we came upon like copper cooking materials, like a copper pot to like cook in. And then it ended up being this copper pot that showed up, and we jumped on it for sure.
I'm gonna pull it up. Someone in the chat is sharing it. Let's pull this up to see if this is what you got. Hold on 1 second. Oh, that's where I was looking up the allergens for
pineapple bay breeze.
I can't pull this link up. Oh wait.
Here, I'm gonna grab it.
Yes. See, this is what we're here for.
Look, if you want to take your phone, we love a tour.
What's my computer? But yeah, here, okay, let's great. Do it. Boom. Yeah, that'll make it.
Get that out of here. All right.
All right, it's dark. I live in darkness. All right, here we go.
This
Wait, yeah. Here we go. Oh, that's beautiful.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it's got this thing on top.
Perfect. Yes. And so it's got 2 gallons of coppered water ready to.
I don't even know if that's a gallon. I don't know sizes, but yeah, it's like that's 5 gallon. I'm gonna say 1.5 gallon top.
But I do.
What an interesting choice.
Saxon, I love that it came first, and that you did have to go down like the wormhole of like, fuck, can we put this on top of this thing?
Yeah. Well, then you can tell me, like, you can tell me anything, and it was just like, yeah, this helps you like something. It, I don't even remember. That's how like benign it was. It's just like copper like helps you like do something. And I was like, oh hell yeah, I need to do that.
And what's the water so taste like?
Regular water. What? Yeah.
Plain.
just regular ass water.
Look like plastic.
But is there anything like, you know what I mean? Like sometimes when you have like good water, you're like, oh, I love the water in this town, or I love it. Like, are you guys happy with all of the purchases? And you're in a subscription lifestyle at this point. Are you guys happy with where you're at?
So what I started doing, because the subscription started getting expensive, I just started going to Sam's and buying 5-gallon water bottles now.
Yeah.
Which is way easier. It's way easier. But like, yeah, the water tastes fine. It doesn't taste, you know what water doesn't taste fine is the box water. Like it tastes like cardboard. This doesn't have that at least.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of box water.
Yeah, speaking our language. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We just covered this. Yeah, we
did a shootout with box water versus canned water versus, you know, plastic bottled water, all of them. And yeah, no.
Yeah, it's an issue.
Okay, man. So Josh, do you have a question before we go on with the profile?
No, it's all right. We can get off of it.
Okay, so
I'll let it go.
That water's hitting your lips. Are you we found on the show people are generally a chugger or a sipper when it comes to water. That first jolt of water in the morning, are you a chugger or a sipper?
Gotta chug. But everything that I've read says it's not good to chug
that.
I think it's I'm reading like this Tao book. It's like ancient Chinese medicine, right? And they're just like, yes, you should sip, like because it helps something. I'm not a good like reading comprehension person. I never remember what it said, but pretty much it said like just sip your water, but that's bull. Like I need that water in me.
You gotta do you. Now, are you getting up out of the bed to go over to the copper I want to give it like a good name, but are you in your filling
what do you
up
call
like,
it?
Jug?
Yeah, the copper jug.
Okay.
The jug. Yeah. But so you're getting up, you're going to the jug, you're filling up like a glass. Are you drinking a whole glass before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, because I also don't like leaving around glasses because everyone in the family has a glass and then it's a whole thing. So I just chug it and throw it back in the sink or
smash
something.
Smash it on the ground.
Yeah.
And have you invested in yourself? Or have you invested? I'm going to ask if you've invested in yourself with this next question. Have you invested in yourself and gotten yourself a copper cup, a mug?
Oh man.
It just seems like that would be a fucking cool move to have if the jug had a mug to go with it.
You know, what's funny is part of the, like when I bought this jug, it was like, yeah, also get these copper cups, but the jug was already expensive as hell. So I was like, I'll wait on the cups, but I forgot about it until you just said that right now. So I think I will, dude. That's a great idea.
Did they have like matching cups on the same site? Treat yourself.
They had like a whole copper like kitchen set that was like upwards of $1,000, and I'm not.
That's a lot of copper.
We gotta
put the call out to the Bev heads here. You all gotta go get this record. You know, go. Is there vinyl? Can people get? What's the best? Go to Bandcamp and pay like $30 a copy for it. You know, get this man a copper kitchen set.
Muggin, I see in the comments.
I want your children denting copper plates within the week.
Speaking of the vinyl, Saxon, I got my
vinyl. Didn't that take forever to get?
It took a minute, but it's in my hands, and I'm very happy that it's in my hands.
Awesome. Oh, you didn't open it and listen to it yet, huh?
I haven't opened it yet. It's kind of like the it's kind of like the Minion Olipop. I'm holding on to it so I can eBay it later.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
I support that.
Okay, 7 o'clock, you get this first sip of water. Take us from then to like lunchtime. What's happening in that window of time when it comes to beverages?
Water. Mm-hmm. Water. But on like a good day, I'll go to like Chick-fil-A and get a lemonade.
Which lemonade are you copping? Because don't they have a few different flavors? or are they just straight up?
They better not. They just need to stick to their one flavor.
Okay,
just
okay.
Stick to the, yeah, nah. So it's Chick-fil-A lemonade and water. And then if I ever have juice in my house, I just chug a lot of juice. It's terrible. Like, I'll forget to drink water. Like, my wife just went to the store and got orange juice, grape juice, carrot juice. I drank all of that before I had a drink of water. And that was like 2 days of just juice.
Do you ever just mix them, or do you hit one until it's gone? Or are you just like, I'm doing all the grape juice and then I'll move to orange?
Yep, one until it's gone. Well, I go from the best, the one I like the most, so it's usually orange juice, and that's gone.
Sure, king of juices.
And then it's grape juice, mm-hmm. and then that's gone. And then it's carrot juice, and then that's gone.
What kind of,
just hit
are you brand loyal to anything? Are there any, like, typical players in the house?
No. I like, so I have to go to, like, three different grocery stores just because that's what my life says, and I usually get a different orange juice every time, or like the most organic orange juice, but no, nothing ever like simply orange juice or nothing like that. No.
So you're getting like better, more like you're getting, it sounds like you're getting more high end legit juice. Am I correct there? If you're not fucking with Tropicana or Donald Duck juice, or like you're
living smaller quantities probably too, right? Like the bottle itself is like maybe a little bottle because they don't even sell. You can't get a gallon of the good stuff.
No, you can't. And I think, so when I was growing up, I would always have Tropicana in our house. We would always have that. Yeah. And then there's something about it, like, I don't know. I don't want to drink anything that I drank as a child for some reason. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, it reminds me like too much of like being under my parents' like roof. So I was like, nah, like I'm going to set my own. Like, hey, kids, this is what we're drinking now. Yeah. Like, I just want to do something new. So, like, I'm the parent now. Like, I'm able to buy orange juice now. I'm not just going to buy Tropicana. We're going to ball out.
Oh, I love this.
Way to tie psychology, parenting, and, you know, parental issues into beverages. This is what we're here for, you know?
I'm catching on now. You're really serious about beverages.
I mean, are we? Saxon, we won't let you talk about anything but beverages on this show.
You so really threaded the needle right there. That was some. That was kind of slippery of you, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I won't go off script again.
Well, that was good. That was good. I'm serious.
That was beverage related, though. That was completely relevant. Right, completely relevant.
Right. And fresh content for us. No one has ever drawn that connection. But I relate to that as a parent myself. Yeah, you do. You're trying to make some different choices. And even if that is just Tropicana is out.
Now I'm seeing
the machine, like, the Rube Goldberg machine, where the oranges are flying through, and out comes a little bit of juice is in.
That's what we're doing in this house.
And I definitely see the. I got a vibe for what the orange juice vessel looks like. I see the carrot juice, but I'm not seeing the grape juice. What is because I'm getting like a clean, I'm getting like a nice organic grape juice vibe, but what is that? Because I'm just a Welch's guy. What is,
can I give
is
a
there
guess?
An upscale organic grape juice situation?
Is there a big copper tub and you're in there mashing family outing?
No, this. So it was a pretty fancy grape juice. I didn't go to the store, and this was the first time she ever brought grape juice back. But it was like, a pint of in a glass jar of grape juice. Like, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. But I won't say it was better than Welch's. I wouldn't say that. Okay. It was good, though.
Yeah.
That's
and
tough.
I'm also wondering, like, what is the difference? Why do they only make grape juice out of, like, purple grapes? Like, there's green grapes. Why don't we ever
have you had white grape juice? Like, have you had white grape juice ever?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah, you got to try it.
Welch's makes a white.
Welch's makes one.
Oh, okay.
But that is a good point. Like, why is it? I mean, is there something better about those Concord grapes or
it
whatever?
Must be.
Also, a pint. That's a little.
It was
that's
little.
A tall boy of grape juice in a glass bottle. It's probably a deposit on that thing.
I'm imagining it's like a $12 pint of grape juice.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And Welch's, meanwhile, 100% grape juice.
Is it really, or are they just saying that?
Say it with confidence.
Yeah,
it's there.
Yeah, I'm always scared when I get such a little amount of juice. I feel like I'm not supposed to drink it all like that. I feel like it was like I'm supposed to drink it in like a thimble or something. Yeah, yeah. It was a pint. Yeah, I guzzled.
That's
that.
The thing. Let me ask you also need to be less hard on yourself, because right here I'm hearing this is only a pint, which is, I mean, at most, let's be generous, that's two servings of this juice, right? Like 2 8-ounce servings. At most. If you're being like nutrition facts about it. And yeah. So to say you're making it sound like you're sitting there drinking out of the bottle, like you're in the Sunny D commercial, yeah. But instead of moving the stuff to the side, you're drinking every bottle until you get to the Sunny D in the back. And I think that that's unfair to you. I think you need to give yourself a little self-love here and enjoy that whole pint of juice. It seems like you deserve it.
I'm all for self-love, but not to be devil's advocate, I would like to know where your wife stands on all this, though, because she's coming back with this bounty of juices.
She has sourced this juice. Is she a little bummed?
Is she like Saxon? Why did you drink all the grape juice? Or did she know they're just for you?
They're just for me. Like, they're only for me. Yeah, she doesn't drink. She's kind of a health nut. Like, she drinks water mostly and... Yeah, so it's all for me. It's all my juice. So I drink it out of the bottle, and I don't feel there's no shame around it.
You're staring down each of your kids like, this is all for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Your mother bought this for me.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so lunchtime to dinner time. Take us through that part of the day.
Okay.
And I gotta circle back to one other water question, because you mentioned like your first thing of water, you don't like cups around the house and whatnot. If you're after that first thing of water throughout the rest of the morning, through the rest of the day, if you need more water, are you kind of coming back, filling it up and just taking care of business and putting that cup down somewhere? Or is it traveling around with you in the house or whatever you're doing?
I take care of business and put it down. But the only thing is it's hot now, so I got to put ice in my water, right? And so I have my cup full of ice, and I just leave it there. And then I always try to get at least 3 glasses out of 1 cup of ice. That's my goal.
Oh,
you know, 1 cup.
You're a true team chugger. You're like a team chugging captain.
Yeah, you know? And then like by the 3rd glass, there's only like, you know, some remnants of ice, you know? But that's just enough to get it the perfect temperature. So that's my strategy.
I love it.
For lunch through dinner, though, it's just water again. And... yeah, it's honestly, there's no variation of anything. It's either water or juice. But by the time the kids go to sleep, it's either some wine or the drink that we're having tonight, which is, I just started getting into it. It's hard kombucha. So.
And let's do a little foreshadowing, because we're going to get into it very soon here. But when we connected, Saxon, and we were talking about what to drink, you mentioned hard kombucha, and I was like, perfect. That's so perfect for the show, and it is having a bit of a moment right now. But I will say this, I don't know how excited I felt about it, because I was like, I knew nothing about it. Then every single person that I've mentioned that's what we're drinking this week has been like, oh, it's the fucking best. So I'm hyped on it. Just because everybody around me is telling me how great it is. So
yeah, I didn't know about it either. My wife had like a party at our house while I was like, I had the kids at a hotel just to have a party at the house. And then like her friend brought over some hard kombucha. So the next night I go in and I'm like, oh, they left this. And I was like blown away. It's like buzzy and it's delicious. Like, it's great.
You are a loving, caring couple. You took your children to a hotel so your wife could have a house party and enjoy herself. She sources rare juices for you and only you to chug in the absence of your children.
Yeah.
I love this. And from this, cool. It bore the fruits of hard kombucha for all of us tonight.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing.
Wow.
I was actually thinking about it in those terms. I was like, what a crazy thing that happened. now spreading the word of hard kombucha.
Incredible. It's amazing. All right. Well, before we get to the hard kombucha, because we're super close. So end of the night, are you wrapping up with anything? Do you like a little water before you go to sleep? Is there water on your bedside table or anything like that? Any traditions in that way?
So I have like headboard, right? But I don't have bedside tables because I have a CPAP machine, right? Yeah. So
different podcast, but we can talk about it off the air.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. So instead of like having the water on the table on site, I would have to put it above me on this headboard. Yeah. And I don't like that. It freaks me out. Yeah. Because
you can't do
like,
that.
I just got like one of my front teeth fixed. This is going to get deep, but it's all beverage related. I got one of my front teeth fixed, and it was like a 10-year thing pretty much of having to do a bunch of surgeries and stuff. And I finally got my tooth fixed, and I'm just so scared that this wire is going to fall off of my bed and hit me in the tooth. Like, it's completely a phobia, like a ridiculous, irrational phobia, but I'm so scared that this water's going to fall directly on my tooth. I just have it in the kitchen.
You're playing it the right way.
Yeah, you gotta steer clear of that. It only takes one time, you know?
Like you're fine. You're golden. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay, well, this is great. That's a fantastic beverage profile. It is our first copper jug on the show.
What kind of wine do you like if you're drinking wine?
Oh, yeah, good call.
So I'm not a huge wine guy. My wife, she's the wine person, so I just drink what she likes. And if she likes Grenache. Mm-hmm. It's a red wine. But I don't have the palate for it yet to like know. Like I know what bad wine is,
sure,
but I don't know what good wine is.
Right? If that makes sense, you know? I think that's where most people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly where I am. You gotta drink what you like, and it's helpful if somebody just goes, "You probably like this."
Yeah, so I drink what she drinks, but on like usually, and kind of one of the reasons I got into hard kombucha too is because I was drinking like Hennessy, and Hennessy, like when you're not like out doing stuff or ready to fight someone, isn't a great drink to just have around. Like for me, it's just like, and the one drink that makes me so angry, and not even like angry, like I want to fight someone, just like I'm just mad, is gin. Like gin makes me so mad. Like I can't even explain what type of anger it is. It's just a stewing grumpiness.
I love that.
It tastes like a cactus.
I love that you're bringing that up though, because there was a period of time where my wife banned me from having brown liquor, whether it's whiskey, scotch, or something like that. Now I'm having a bit of a whiskey renaissance, and I love it. But it is interesting how all these different boozes affect people. Wine makes me crazy. Like I can't do wine. Really? Like, but gin's, that one's really interesting. And I feel like I've heard the gin one before. What are your thoughts?
It pisses me off.
Yeah.
Pisses me all the way off.
I feel like there's a connection there. I feel like we talked about this in the old days of the podcast, but this is based on nothing, but I think that gin, which is made from juniper berries, right? And then tequila from agave. I feel like there's a connection there with sort of these like berry-based, not grain-based things. Lizzie in the chat saying gin will make you sin. If getting angry is a sin, we're here. That is a fact. And I feel like I think brandy does that to British people, which I think you put Hennessy is in that family. Too.
It doesn't just to British people.
I feel like they drink more. Don't you? I just feel like British people are, you know, like that's kind of the thing that gets reached for over there. And anyway, but we should probably clip a bit of this and throw it up as a poll because I do want to know what liquors are making people angriest.
Like tequila to me. Yeah. And I know so many people have such bad stories about tequila. Tequila's by far my favorite liquor drinking straight. But that's a happy drunk for me. Tequila's like fun times for me. Whiskey, a little dicey, a little angry.
Sure, it's an edge.
A little edgy. But gin, I don't know. And I just don't like gin. But if I think of like, I don't know. Do you know anybody that just drinks gin? Like nobody's hanging out with that guy.
No, I feel like it's like an older like woman who like smokes cigarettes, like whose name is like Mildred, like that type of drink for that person. Yeah, but like I don't know any like people under 50 that drink just straight gin. No.
It'll probably have its moment again, though.
You think so?
Yeah, all this stuff is, it just comes back.
Yeah.
I read
cyclical.
I just read that a Dirty Shirley Temple is the drink of the summer.
What's a dirty? Is that just a Shirley Temple with booze in it?
Yeah. Booze what of kind your of choice. Booze? There's no consensus Shirley on what Temple. The booze should be, even.
See, that's weird.
I agree.
Because Shirley Temple is a little girl. So just saying Dirty Shirley Temple.
I think they call it a Dirty Shirley is what it's getting shorthanded to.
That's better.
But it does feel like it feels a little, I don't know, it does feel a little loose. Feels a little unhinged to me.
It's even kind of a low rent. It's kind of a low rent drink. I mean, for a kids, I love it. My kids love a Shirley Temple, yeah. But like, it's kind of a low rent drink. It's just like, it's too sweet.
I would be mad. Well, that's what they were saying. It's like, it's because that part's kind of easy. So it just makes it, you know, it makes them like really easy drinking. And then it might be sort of a thing that's here to stay. And they're cheap to make. Mm. So like, either for yourself or for restaurants, I would be. See, that's the thing. You'd end up paying $14 for one and get really mad.
Yeah. Maddie in the chat is saying a Dirty Shirley is vodka. Maybe we do a Dirty Shirley flight at some point, though.
And try it with some different booze. Maybe a vodka, a rum, maybe even a gin. Really fuck things up. Make it a.
Do you know what type of liquor is in White Claw?
Yes.
Yes, sort of.
Like rubbing alcohol. No, I'm kidding.
So it's malt liquor.
No. That's a whole thing. It is not malt liquor, but it is close. A lot of those are or can be just malt liquor. But basically, they call it, it's like a neutral spirit. It's usually based. It's made with sugar, kind of like more like rum. It's basically like rum, but it's a because it's made from sugar cane and has to do with. And the difference is malt liquor has to be made with malt. So some of those, but it's all in the family of like a Mike's Hard Lemonade, a Smirnoff Ice, and all that stuff. It's just without the sugar.
Okay.
The sugar's in the booze.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of booze, let's get to some booze. I'm really excited for these. So, Saxon, if you want to grab.
You're not balancing water on your bed on the nightstand. You're just leaving the kitchen. You chug one and you're done and you go to sleep.
Leave it in the kitchen. Absolutely.
Okay. Safety first.
Chug from the jug and then you're done. All right. Let's grab these hard kombuchas and then we'll figure out which way we want to taste test them all.
All right.
I grabbed my child's old Octonauts lunchbox.
Perfect.
Because I was being cheeky before. I said from undisclosed location, but I should shout out friend of the show, Eric Goslin, who did our Power Hour.
Oh.
He's also co-host of the Killstreak podcast, a horror movie podcast, and you should listen to that. And extra thanks for him for hosting me at his home.
Amazing. Wow. Shout out, Eric. All right, so tonight we're drinking June Shine Hard Kombuchas. This seems to be kind of one of the bigger players in the hard kombucha space. We got a few flavors. We got the Tropical Variety Pack. We got Passion Fruit Punch. We've got Mango Daydream. We've got Coconut Cruise. Not excited for that one.
No.
And then we have Midnight Painkiller, which I'm... has coconut in it too, but whatever the can and the name, I'm excited for, even though it does have coconut in it.
It's upside down.
Yeah, too, and the writing's upside down, so that seems really fun.
Have either of you had any of these?
I've never had a single hard kombucha. What about you, Saxon?
This was the first one that got me into it. This was the one that my wife's friend left at the house. Just this one. And it says, yeah, it was really good. So this one, as much as I was scared about coconut too, because I do not like coconut, it doesn't taste like it, this one at all.
Now, is there any regular kombucha in your life, Saxon?
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
I don't like it. I don't like it, but I like this. Like, it's weird.
Okay. And I wonder, someone else will have to answer this either in the chat or maybe you can answer it, JoJo. Like, what the similarities between a regular kombucha is, because I've had maybe one in my life that's something like I'm no authority, but I am curious what the similarities are. If anyone could speak to that while we're doing this, that would be interesting to me. But which one of these should we crack open first? Can we leave this one for last?
The painkiller?
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is also the only one of these that I have had. We got it when we went camping a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to try the others. I got to be honest. There's something calling to me about Coconut Cruise.
Let's maybe start it's all this Malibu rum
in my life, but okay. This is good. This is good. We can bookend with coconut, right? We'll do the Midnight Painkiller last. Okay.
All right. Let's open up Coconut Cruise.
The question is, so on this one, it says to flip the can to activate, but none of the other ones tell you to flip the can.
Thank you.
I don't know why that is, but I'm not going to flip this can. But yeah, that's why the other one is written upside down, because it tells you to turn it up to flip it to activate it.
I didn't even notice that.
Could just be marketing.
Oh, I'm here for it, though. Yeah.
Okay, so, and also, these are 6% alcohol volume, which is like, that's like a low IPA, like, but that's pretty boozy for something in a can.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What's inside of this one? We got coconut, cherry, orange, lime, vanilla, green tea, and June kombucha. All right, so we're not flipping. We're just cracking them, guys?
We're just cracking.
No.
And I got some cups to pour these into to see what the color of them is. Smells?
It's. Can I tell you what? I have a thing I feel like it smells exactly like that just made me tingle in my shins. You want to know what that is?
Go for it.
Like Minute Maid from concentrate orange juice.
Oh.
This is like what we drink.
Oh, yeah. I could see that. There's a lot of orange on the nose here.
Zang.
Okay. This is what it looks like. This flavor. Ooh.
What? I had no idea.
That's pleasing to the eye.
Yeah. It's nice. Okay.
Zang.
Too much coconut for me.
Wow, really?
I get that coconut afterburn where it seems like a slimy in your mouth. I know kombuchas are kind of slimy in general, though, right?
Yeah, they are.
Look.
You know, it's just coconut flavor also. You know, it's not like there's real coconut, but you can still feel the slime.
I disagree.
This is right up your alley, isn't it, JoJo?
I got to say it is, because sometimes the handful of hard kombuchas I've had, sometimes they're too sour. I don't like a sour beer. But this, I feel like the coconut is cutting it nicely. It kind of brings it back to earth.
I'm definitely going to lean into these tonight, because I do want to feel if what a little hard kombucha buzz feels like.
I like this.
Because I'm curious, what is I mean, both of you have had this. What is the hard kombucha buzz? Is it like a nice ride?
I can never drink enough of them consecutively to get there. So, because they always...
It's very... Yeah. It's herbally, right? Like, it's kind of like... I'll compare it to, like, when you have like too much tea or, like, a lot of, like, really good tea. Like, it gives you, like, a little... Like, almost a glow. Yeah. That makes sense. It's like a little tingly glow.
That's kind of what regular kombucha does. For a little while... Or every once in a while, I'll drink it as a morning bev. And it's made from tea, right? Like, that's how you make kombucha. Mm-hmm. And these are no different, apparently, is that hard kombucha is just boozier. Like, because regular kombucha has, you know, some negligible amount of alcohol in it because there's this, like, yeast that the sugars in it are feeding off of. And so you just basically let it ride.
Yeah.
And that will get you to the hard kombucha stage. Which is pretty cool, though. That means you could probably make it pretty easily at home. Got to look into that.
Now, okay, I have a couple thoughts. One, I'm like, having probably two of these, I feel like I'm feeling good. This is fun. I'm like, I think I fuck with this more than like a hard seltzer. But I'm thinking like five or six of these. And like you're at a music festival or something and then you're like yakking behind a porta potty seems miserable. Like throwing up from these seems a nightmare. Am I right?
Yeah, I can see that.
Have you ever?
I absolutely see that. No, absolutely not. I remember the worst.
I like this.
Just a quick throw up story while you're drinking kombucha. Because I was... In college, I went to the CU Boulder, University of Colorado, and I got really drunk one night, woke up the next morning, like kind of hungover, and I was driving back to my home in Denver. And so before I got on the highway, I got like a McDonald's Egg McMuffin and a Jamba Juice or Razzmatazz. And I was like, all right, this is going to be perfect. And I get on the highway and I take one bite of this Egg McMuffin and like one sip of this Jamba Juice and just start projectile vomiting all over the windshield and like violently and like driving still because like I don't want to get off. I'm just like, I'm already on the freeway and like I'm shaking. It's like, oh! And like, there's people driving by and I'm just like throwing up on the windshield. And it was one of the worst. Yeah, so I try not to throw up from alcohol anymore. Like, whatever I have to do to not get to that point, wow. I try not to.
Showing
do.
Off, learning your lesson. Unbelievable.
Yeah, lessons learned.
My God. Yeah, did you get inside the car windshield wipers?
Yeah. All right, which one of these are we cracking next? Mango Daydream or Passion Fruit Punch? Both sound dreamy to me.
I agree. Saxon?
Mango Daydream. All right, great.
Mango Love Daydream. It. What do we think the color on this one's going to be? Lighter than orange. The one we just did? Or do you think that it's the exact same color?
I'm going to say orange.
I'm going to say it's the same color.
Yeah, I am too.
No.
Well, no, you're not.
Get
know.
Right out of town.
All right, I'm going to say, I'm going to say the same
orange.
Color. Why not? Do you guys cut your fingernails like pretty short? And do you have problems opening cans because of it?
You know what? I cut mine actually, I think yesterday, but I think they're longer. I'm not having enough trouble on these ones.
I'm having so many problems.
Here's the color. It's yellow. In comparison, here's the
Ooh.
Other one.
Ooh.
Yep. This one has a very, very candy, very like childhood smell on this one to me.
Mm.
I'm going to go out of the can, I think.
I think he's going to like it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm into this.
This is fun. Yeah.
It's good for me.
What is the, like, there is, like, a kind of, like, powdery, like, Smarties type aftertaste, yeah. sort of. Yeah, what is yeah. that, do you guys think? What's in this one? We got mango, pineapple, chili, green tea,
wow.
and June kombucha.
Wow. I got, is there something cayenne pepper?
That's what mine says. Where'd you see chili?
I'm seeing yeah. on the back where it says what's
oh,
inside.
Oh, you're looking, I see.
Oh,
you guys okay, are looking at the ingredients, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty sick that there's cayenne pepper in this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. give it a little bite. Is this one also Ooh. Pineapple juice? I feel like it's that.
Do you see where it says wine specialty above the barcode?
Yeah, and the other one said beer.
Really?
I wonder if they're having a hard time classifying these. We got to get.
Wow. You know what's funny is mine says beer. This one says beer on mine.
Wait, which one?
On the mango one, this says no beer shit. On mine. And yours says wine. That's interesting.
That's really interesting.
Does your other one say
what's
beer?
What's your other one say, Saxon?
My other one says beer.
Wait, what happened? All my other ones say beer.
But I have all beer, but wow. one's wine specialty. But I guess that's just where to put it in the store, right?
Interesting.
I don't know.
But why
actually.
Would they be different?
Yeah. Maybe it's a random thought. Maybe it's a state thing. Like maybe in Colorado it's considered something different. I have no idea. Yeah,
no, we got these but from a variety pack. And yeah. Roro, I'm going to point something out to you.
Yeah.
This one, unlike the other three, has the plastic wrapped can.
Which one?
The wine specialty mango.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if that's a new flavor. Because
oh,
on the
Maybe
box, I don't have the box handy.
Here?
Or did I give you the box, JoJo?
You did.
I
it's feel in like my it's recycle bin.
Like, I wonder if it's like a newer flavor. So they haven't.
Packaged on May 27th on the bottom.
Yeah.
When was yours packaged? Check the bottom of your can.
May 27th.
What the fuck?
May 27th. That's weird. That's super weird. I like this a lot. I don't. You know what's crazy about these is like, I don't feel the alcohol, or not feel, I don't taste the alcohol that much. Like, if you were like, this is just kombucha, I'd be like, okay, sure.
Yep.
Interesting.
I got really thirsty last night because it was really hot, and I drank one of these actually. One of these ones, and it was like a Mountain Dew, pretty much. It was like it went down really easily. So yeah, I don't taste it that much either. But that's where it can get you.
It sounds pretty nice to me,
dude. This is kind of a weird question, but drinking a lot of these, would it do something to your stomach? Like, your bowels, sure, if you will? Like, could this do some damage?
Well, now I'm thinking. I've been having pretty crazy poops. Okay. Like, when I drink it, I didn't think about that, but that could be it.
Just something to, just something to keep in mind.
Well, I'll tell you.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next one. I will say, never would have thought I would like these as much as I'm liking them so far. These are fucking amazing. Delightful.
The cayenne and the mango one is great. And I almost want to try one without it, though, because I think it would be like just a delicious juice.
Try, you mean without
fuck
booze?
You up. No, I'm saying without the cayenne. I think the cayenne might be the little, it's like the cayenne plus the pineapple juice is creating this little.
Oh. Okay, I went,
scratchy backdrop.
I just went passion fruit punch, and this smells a little off to me, this one.
Oh, wow.
No, this smells like passion fruit smells. The smell is rotten fruit. Like,
is it
do
really?
You know what I'm saying? It's like overripe is it.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I've only been to Hawaii twice.
There's about the exact life, same color.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a place where if you go where there are a lot of these fruits just growing, like on the sides of the road and stuff like that, or if like you're on a little hike or something, you'll just smell them. And it is like this overpowering, what you'd normally associate with like, oh shit, I left these bananas out too long. But with that stuff, it's like, oh yeah. No, this is just kind of this like smell of like abundant, ripe fruit. And I feel like passion fruit is really, that's kind of like the key to it, is it they grow like crazy. They grow super fast, like on a vine. It's basically a weed. And then the fruit is mushy inside. And, we got somebody in the chat dropping a little science on Juneshine.
Oh, okay. Oh,
we got a corporate rep. Hang on a second. Juneshine is June. Honey and green tea. That they add additional sugar and pitch champagne yeast after the initial ferment. That's your That's your SCOBY, your yeast thing.
I will say the ingredients on like this one, we've got filtered water, cane sugar, honey, orange juice, pink guava puree, green tea, passion fruit flavor, yeast, and June kombucha culture. That's pretty legit ingredients, sort of.
Yeah.
Right, let's taste this one.
I just did.
Now this one's boozy.
Too tart for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I had COVID like 2 weeks ago. My smell and taste still aren't all the way back. Yeah. So, like, I'm nodding along, but I don't know what it tastes like, actually. I have no idea what any of these have tasted.
Do you get, like sour and stuff? Is that coming through? You know?
If I make myself believe it, yes. But to be honest, no.
Oh man. When I had COVID, I felt like the thing that I could taste was spicy. Like just the existence of it. It wouldn't even be like but where I like spicy food anyway, but I'd throw it in there. So I wasn't sure if even like that cayenne is coming through at all.
Dude, there's a sriracha shortage. I haven't been able to find sriracha anywhere. Oh. Like the real, like the good brand.
The rooster.
It's all gone. Oh. Yeah, it's all gone.
I'll grab you one if I see one, Saxon. I bet there's some out here.
Oh.
There's some on Amazon. They're like upcharging them for them.
I'll tell you what. My wife scooped me up a tiny one because I said I want a small one because we kept having the giant ones and they'd be around forever and I'd get weirded out by it.
Yeah.
And she found like a tiny, like a travel size one at REI before getting some camping stuff.
What?
Yeah, and I'm gonna pull up what the brand is because it's delicious. I was eating it like this whole camping trip, and then I just keep eating it over the thing.
And you are in the sweet spot, Saxon, because if you look up at the top, this is Totally Beverages and sometimes hot sauce.
Well, you know what's funny? I want to bring it now because of the sriracha shortage, my wife has been looking for some sort of sriracha like alternative. Let me show you what she got.
I love it. There's like a wine element to this one too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Chardonnay or something.
Why is it so pricey?
It's called Bulldog Hot Sauce, right? And it's this little character right here. But it says it's chicken-flavored hot sauce. And I'm a little nervous about
that. Have you had it yet?
No.
Oh, you need to, go grab something. Right now? You need to do a taste for us right now.
Okay, let's do it. Part of me was, I'm a little nervous. I thought it was like maybe a bad translation. Like maybe it's for chicken or something. But no, the first ingredient is artificial chicken flavor. So.
Oh, boy.
Hmm.
Let's try this.
I'm not seeing the sriracha connection, but...
she did not. Yeah.
I see. Your wife's at the grocery store like, this one. No sriracha.
Just sweating. And so, she was panicking.
Okay.
I can't smell anything.
And I found the one.
All right, let's try it.
Get in there.
Oh, it's thick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like blood. Really spicy. Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Ooh.
Now, Splee is saying get that water, but you want to get something else. You want a cracker? You want bread? You want some cheese? You need something to soak it up.
Oh, I think I'll be okay. That's terrible, though.
Oh, boy.
That's terrible. Oh, super spicy. All right. Oh,
Maddie's absolutely right. The Saxon's wife is the hero of this episode.
Yeah, she really does seem
like kind of weird that you're on here and she's not.
Yeah.
No, she's got to come on one of these times. She's a good... She'd be a good guest also.
I'd love to have her on.
Oh, man.
And this really livened up the chat. You got to have sometimes hot sauce in here. Bev Nora saying, Yellowbird, you're exactly right. That is the classic blue agave sriracha that I got. We'll post a link
that people can buy.
We did set up a little Amazon referral thing, throw a little Skrilla towards us, but you can get, this looks like on their website, it's about $7 a bottle for a 10 ouncer. And the shit is good. It's also thick, but it's very sriracha-y. It gets you all, that is the flavor. It is the style of the Rooster Sriracha classic.
Jojo, dynamite. When you first brought it up, I thought you were going to be like, so my wife got me this nice small one, so I'll send you my half-empty big bottle that we get with the
That's what I did with
this. Let me ask you, is there a food that you have to have a certain condiment with it to eat it, or else you can't eat it? Is there any food like that for you?
Certainly. But unless it's a hot sauce, we can't talk about it here.
But what about a hot sauce one? You know what? Yeah. For scrambled eggs, I'm pretty much like, I'm really bummed if I don't have hot sauce with my scrambled eggs. That's one example for me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ah.
Mine is sriracha with a Philly cheesesteak. I can't eat a Philly cheesesteak without sriracha.
Oh, shit. I've never done that. What kind of cheese? Oh, I can't ask you what kind of cheese you're getting.
Nah, sorry.
I don't know. It seems that I'm going to say it's related enough. You can like
if you're putting sriracha on it, what kind of cheese are you putting?
Provolone. So I've been doing this. It's like really gluttonous. But so I get provolone, right, on this cheesesteak. Then I get a side of Cheese Whiz. Mm. And then I get fries. I dip the fries in the Cheese Whiz. Put it on the sandwich one by one, then put sriracha on the sandwich, put the Cheese Whiz and the fries, and then eat it. If I don't have it like that,
you make this thing a little stegosaurus that then you just eat like a big T-Rex.
Do you, before you order, do you ask if they have sriracha? And if not, do you just storm out of the establishment?
You're bringing it in your bag.
I'm so like embarrassed by this like creation that I make. I only eat it at home. So like I'll get it, but I'll take it home.
It's a to-go plate.
Secret eating.
But this, like, what's crazy, Saxon, is like, this is like your shame on this. What really it should be is like a menu item. Like you've created maybe the legit, like you've created something special. So I'm just trying to curb some of that shame for you.
I agree. Thank you. And I do agree, but I just feel like they don't understand my greatness.
Damn.
Like, so I just, I take it home.
I think, okay. Roro, we're going to have a lunch date. We're going to have to go to Booze, and I'll bring my half of Sriracha.
Booze is so good. Oh, my Booze God. Is so good.
It's done. Say no more. Okay, let's go. Let's flip this midnight
painkiller. Oh, Randy's asking, does it taste like chicken? Any chicken on the aftertaste?
No. So, like, first off, once again, COVID still messing up with my taste buds.
It could be very chicken forward and you can't taste shit.
It could be, okay. Yeah, but all I can taste is the spice.
Oh, no.
Artificial chicken flavor. I mean,
geez. Seems so unnecessary.
Okay. Let's flip this, gentleman. So did you just, like, flip it once or something?
I think so.
Why am I now having a hard time finding the right side up letters? Here we go.
Oh yeah, where is that?
It's just flip midnight painkiller.
Flip can
it's just
activate.
Here.
Okay. Oh. I love this can, by the way. Like, I think they knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, dude. I'd wear the shirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think they're all by the same artist. I mean, they're all by different artists, which is cool.
Look at that. They credited it on the can.
Yeah.
What you got on yours?
There's like a mint smell on this one. Is anyone getting that? Or is it maybe the tea of it all? Something different smelling about this one.
Oh, I smell what you're smelling. Yeah. A kind of almost like a spearmint, like a toothpaste-y kind of thing.
This one has almost like a grayish blue vibe to it.
Oh, wow.
It has a grayish blue vibe all the way through. Whoa.
Okay, here we go. What is that? No, it's like herbal. Yeah. Maybe mint was the wrong.
Are the herbs coming through for you, Saxon? What's breaking through? Talk to us.
All right, let's see. Bubbles. That's all I got right now. My taste buds are so messed up. Just bubbles.
Wait, but do you want to do this again next week?
Wait, when did you have your first hard kombucha? Was it post or pre-COVID?
It was before. So if I can remember what it tastes like, it tastes like, I don't even remember, but it's delicious. It is delicious. I promise that. That's the one. And I remember liking the mango one too, but I can't taste it.
This is interesting to me. This is not, well, we'll rate them at the end. Saxon will each rate kind of top to bottom or bottom to top. I can't get past the what I'm calling the herbal thing, and I almost feel like I get the aftertaste of it too. Almost like it's what's the right word? It's almost like, is it like basil?
Wow.
I'm gonna read this.
Yeah, there's something in there, and there's like a nutmeg.
Oh, maybe it's nutmeg,
dude. 100%
nutmeg. That's what it is.
Yep, and it is like it's like fresh nutmeg. It's very, very potent.
Isn't this interesting? They say in the ingredients, it's fruit juice for color, but the color is gray. So, like, seems like they could have added a different color to make
it. They didn't, they're not winning any points on the color of this beverage.
Yeah,
I'm going to dump some in here and see if mine's the same. Wow, you're so right. It looks like dirty, like dish liquid.
Yeah.
But it kind of matches the vibe of the can art. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong there. There's those the light bluish leaves on the can.
Yeah. So, Andy, are you feeling our Roro? Are you feeling
you can call
any
me Andy,
of it?
It's all right.
Yeah, you can call me Andy. But am I doing what?
Are you feeling the buzz at all from it?
No, I guess we should pound all of these and finish all.
Okay, let's go. Let's just waterfall these until every we get 30 new subscribers.
I'm gonna circle back to the mango one. Well, let's start rating these guys. I think we have enough here to rate.
Wow.
Look at this shy guy who I'm honestly assuming is a Juneshine company rep. I kind of want to put them in the hot seat here. Shy guy, let us know if you want to come on the stream right now and talk to us more because you've got secrets. My friend, because you're saying there's activated charcoal in here, making it dark. Yet I'm reading the ingredients. Stop me when I get to activated charcoal. We got filtered water, cane sugar, honey pineapple juice, orange juice, green tea, coconut. That's a tree nut, it says. Nutmeg, fruit juice for color, hibiscus, yeast, June kombucha culture. That's it.
You know what I was thinking would be really funny if Shy Guy, someone told me that Diplo's involved with this company, that what if Shy Guy was Diplo? And he's like trolling.
Remix Chinese. An Old Man Saxon song, Diplo.
Yeah, honestly, come on.
Okay, let's go. All right, I'm going to rate. I'll go first. Wait, I got to circle back to the first one, the coconut cruise, I think, first, before I make any decisions. That coconut cruise really does smells like the beach, for sure. Too much coconut for me, but it's not bad.
Mm. Saxon not bothering to even circle back because nothing to see here.
Well, I remember my ratings. I've had these before, so I can remember my ratings from it. If you want me to go, I can
go.
Yeah,
let's go.
It's definitely,
by the way, Shy Guy says they're not Diplo in the comments.
That's exactly what Diplo is.
I agree.
I would go mango one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Midnight Painkiller 2.
Oh.
Passion Fruit 3. And then last, coconut cruise.
Fuck. Mm. This is really hard for me, actually.
Yeah.
Mm.
Wait, did
Which
you rank yours
already?
One
with the cayenne? Was that the
mango? It's
fruit
literally
one?
On the. It's also
mango. Yeah.
Mango daydream.
Mango daydream. Okay, I'm gonna go.
Shy Guy makes kombucha at a craft kombucha brewery in Canada, and we're sitting here guessing about how it's made and what it tastes. Do you want a show?
Hey, Shy Guy, speaking of Shy Guy, we can send you a link if you're just on your phone, if you want to get on the hot seat and jump up here and answer some kombucha questions. No pressure, but lots of pressure, if you know what I mean. Okay. All right, my favorite one is Mango Daydream. I could see myself buying a sixer of these or a four pack, whatever it is. Love that one.
Yeah.
Next, I think, oddly enough, I'm going Passion Fruit Punch second.
Okay.
Yep. Then I'm going to go, this is crazy, I'm going Coconut Cruise.
Wow.
Yeah. There is something about the Midnight Painkiller, as much as I want to be the guy that has this can in his hand.
It's a really
nutmeg
good can.
It's stopping me in my tracks for some reason.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's almost too healthy tasting to me.
Did the color mess you up at all, do you think?
No. I'm not. That doesn't mess me up. There's a weird allure to this color, even though it's like bluish, dirty dishwater to me. That's not a negative for me.
This is a man who breathes Baja Blast, you know?
Mm.
There's no. Gonna shy away from this.
What does it mean?
If you don't know, get yourself to a Taco Bell.
I don't know. I didn't breathe in Baja Blast.
He's just a fish, I guess. Lives in, I don't know.
Shout out Shy Guy. Can't do the hot seat right now, but I love the show. I'll be back. That's awesome, man.
We thank you very much. Thank you for joining us. I guess I'll go.
Yeah, please.
Nobody asked, but I'll share.
Please.
My favorite is Coconut Cruise. Dance of the one that brought you.
I think
it's the most drinkable for me. The rest of these, I think it fucks me up. Like, I can't drink wine with lots of tannins, right? Like the things that make it give you the dry mouth feel. These I feel like are also very tannic. It's that sour thing. The Coconut Cruise is the most like smooth to me. And even though I think some of the other flavors are kind of more interesting, it's the one, it's the easiest to drink. And so it's going to get my heart.
Okay. What's after Coconut Cruise?
I also like coconut, so I'm here for it. And orange, and it tastes good together.
Yeah.
All right. I think Mango Daydream is number two. Mm-hmm. That one gets all like the interesting points. I like the cayenne. The mango kind of smooths it all out a little bit. I can feel it. I'm getting like some skin prickles, I feel like, from some of the heat.
Let me interrupt the Mango Daydream real quick. This is something that like I could... There could be that moment where you were at like a barbecue and you look over and I could see one of my kids drinking this, not knowing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, fuck, right? Like, this is... I can't taste the booze in this at all. Saxoning
onto the nearest windshield just...
I can see that.
I think third is going to be the Midnight Painkiller. It's fucking fast. It's alluring. That's what it is. The whole thing is alluring. The packaging, the nutmeg, the upside down one line for some reason.
I can't stress. It's like the packaging.
A magic. The shit is like a magic eye. I look at it, and if you asked me to like redraw it right now after looking at it once, I would have done all the text upside down. And you look at it again, and it's like, no, there's two things that are. Anyway,
yeah, that's it.
And I'm telling you, there's a panther lurking in the darkness in the back of this can somewhere.
Yeah.
Desperately would wear all the shirts and get like a little Miata or something and cruise around town wearing exclusively June Shine can wear. And then Passion Fruit Punch number four. It's the least interesting and most sour.
And interesting. Okay.
Yeah, pretty different. Yeah, pretty different ratings. Yeah.
This is the nature of a variety pack, is it not?
I love it. And Saxon, was your so we found out in sourcing these that they do make like a shelf stable version, but the one I got was not the shelf stable. It was in the refrigerator section. What about you? When you picked them up, was it refrigerator section?
Was definitely in the refrigerator. Okay. Yeah, same refrigerator section. Yep.
And the whole thing is
shelf stable. How would you even do that?
Well, I don't know, but they're only unleashing it in the Southern California market. So for now, it seems like it's a bit of an experiment.
I think at Trader Joe's I saw it and it wasn't refrigerated, so maybe that's one spot they're trying it.
Yeah, Kim Sheeran is asking, does it come from a regular grocery store or ordered from online? In California, it's everywhere. You can buy it at Trader Joe's, you can buy it at BevMo, Total Wine.
Yeah, where did you end up getting yours, Saxon?
The liquor store like right down the street called like Lucky Lou's. It's like a local liquor store, but I'm sure that it's everywhere. Yeah.
I mean, shout out Lucky Lou's. I can't stress how much of a moment this must be having, because I was talking to a buddy of mine today that's been in Spain for the last year, and I mentioned it and he had no concept of what it is, where when I went into BevMo, there's a whole fucking section of this refrigerated section of it. Like, it really is having a moment, which is interesting.
And if you can get liquor delivered in your state, you can definitely order it online if you want to try it and they don't carry it for some reason. But these guys are in San Diego, California.
Man, good on them. I'm really impressed. I'm stoked about this, and I'll definitely try some other brands and whatnot. But for my first dance, the June Shine kind of knocked it out of the park.
It's pretty tasty and all unique, I have to say, even though they're all kind of operating these are all tropical. I think this is the tropical variety pack, but they're all different.
Yeah.
There's definitely a kind that I like that I like a little more. I don't know the brand or whatever, but they're like a little more simple flavors. Like, one's called cucumber. Like, it's like a cucumber kombucha. Or like these ones seem to have a little bit more intricacies to them. But there's another one. If I figure out the name, I'll send it to you.
Please do. Because that was kind of the joke. We were talking about how we wanted to do this taste, you know, this as a shootout. Because we like doing blind shootouts. It's tougher when we're not in person. But one of the things I really wanted to do with these, because they're always fucking wild ingredient lists, is put them all on like a bingo card or something, or like magic squares. And we'd all have to guess, like, you tell me what you're tasting. Because like, who's getting cherry and vanilla and green tea and cayenne pepper? It does seem a little bit like bullshit. I think part of that is that kombucha is a little bit bullshit. No, is I think it's because it's all like, all of it's just sort of like a rotting stew of stuff that it's not really this precise science, but if only Shy Guy was here to set us straight, It does feel, yeah, it just feels like a little less exact. And so I think it is just sort of like at some point you get going on it and you're like, I don't know, this is weird. I guess nutmeg, you know?
I'd like to go on the record that I am getting some sort of weird muscle spasm in my neck that I've never experienced ever before.
Wow.
So just that we document that in case something right. happens to
That's
me.
Like an old time, like water closet flush pull. You pull that muscle, you're going to shit your pants.
Wow. We'll keep an eye out on you then.
Okay, so Saxon, we have one more segment we do in the show, but before we get to that, real quick, tell us about those CBD beverages that I saw on your Instagram that are down there. What was the deal with those?
So that's Weller CBD drinks. My wife likes them.
Was that the caption?
At this point, I don't know why you're on the show. Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. So she really likes them. And so I tried to get like a sponsorship from Weller. And they sent me the 6-pack, and so I just posted it in hopes that they would give me free drinks so that my wife doesn't have to go out to the store and buy them, because they're like $7 for two of them, okay. Right? And so if I could get a sponsorship, then I would just be like, oh, here you go, wife. I don't have to buy these for you anymore. So in a way, we can edit it. At Weller, I love it. It's the best drink ever. CBD drink, and I love it. It's amazing.
Somebody good please job, clip Weller. This and share clip it with that, the people yeah. at Weller CBD yeah, beverages. Yeah.
Good job.
And what is the beverage? Is it just like a seltzer? What kind of beverage is it?
So it's like it's a carbonated, almost like a soda kind of, right? It's like a CBD soda. And like, because my wife doesn't really smoke weed, but she has... She has like sort of the some symptoms that can easily be cured by some sort of weed, right? So she does really well with CBD, calms her down, helps her with her anxiety, and so yeah. But it's just like a CBD soda. It's really good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, what's the best? Do you have to go to like a dispensary to get it?
No, it's at like Sprouts.
Oh no,
like,
shit.
Yeah, it's like everywhere, dude. It's just like a regular. It's at the liquor store if you want it. It's at Sprouts. It's at King Supers. It's great. It's like at all the supermarkets, all right. And they just sell CBD now. Yeah,
I guess incredible. we're gonna have to add that to the roster, JoJo. We're gonna try it.
I like that. We good. Should do that for like yeah. a morning episode when you have a big deadline later that day.
Just a nice chill episode.
Well, that's the thing. So for her, it like affects her a little, like it calms her down. For me, like I'll drink it and, you know, there'll be no effect to me whatsoever. But yeah, it's like for her, there's like a light high for her.
It's good. Well, thank you for telling your wife's story, making her future episode obsolete.
Yeah. No, she's got a lot. She's got a lot of stories.
All right. So this next section, Saxon, when we started the show, my brother-in-law, Brian, sent us 100 questions. Each episode, we do one of those questions. We got through that first 100, and then when we rebooted the show in this era, live streaming, and then also as a podcast, he sent 100 more. And so we're whittling through that list right now. JoJo, you want to bring up this week's Brian question? So
I'm sorry, this week's
Brian's question. So Saxon, you're going to read the question, and let's see what your take is on it.
Okay. Is it better to locate a fridge water dispenser inside or outside the fridge? What? Is it better to locate a fridge water dispenser inside or outside the fridge? Outside, right?
Yes. Fucking yes. This is the worst Brian's question in 115 questions, easily.
Is there an inside water dispenser?
Yes. I've encountered them. I actually know at Brian's house, he has the inside one.
Cellular refrigerator.
What I don't understand about the inside one is it seems so ridiculous because you have to open the door and you're letting all that cold energy out while you're filling up your cup. I don't understand it. And
silly.
I'm with you completely, Saxon.
you risk spilling water almost inevitably inside your fridge, all over your food. You're adding also moisture to everything about it. Seems like a stupid idea. True. Brian, I said sell your fridge, but no one will pay you money for it. So you're going to have to tack a little, you have to sweeten the deal a little bit there.
I'd love to hear anyone defend the inside placement.
If anybody wants to jump in the hot seat, who's here with us tonight and want to jump in off the comments, just raise a hand, put out the GFY emoji, and we'll send you the link. Because
that's absurd.
It's trash. It's a famously terrible invention. It's one of the worst. It's one of the worst things that happened to kitchens since the trash compactor, and which you brought up previously. And I gotta say, this doesn't bode well for the next 85 questions, I gotta say.
What a ridiculous thing. I've never seen it. So of course I'm gonna go with the outside. Like outside. That's an easy question.
Can you even get an ice maker inside? Could you imagine that mess? Flying chips ice all over the place?
Infuriating. Infuriating. Brian. Well, Saxon, thank you so much for coming on the show and going on this ride with us. Do you have like cooking lately? I know you probably just got off a tour, I feel like I saw. But what's going on with you? We have down below, everyone can follow you at Old Man Saxon. I think you're pretty much everywhere with that handle.
Yeah, there's only one Old Man Saxon, I promise
that. And I encourage everyone to go check out your music. I encourage everyone to go check out your videos. That was how I found you. Oh my God, probably 8 years ago, I saw one of your videos on BuzzBands LA.
Dude,
it's the one where you're in the turtle suit. Which song is that?
Yeah, Sunday Saxon.
Oh my God, go check out Sunday Saxon, an oldie but a goodie.
That's amazing.
And then Saxon and I have a mutual friend, former guest of the show, I believe, Jonathan from Pusher, Jonathan Christensen.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways,
wait, what's the question about ducks? Why might I like ducks?
I'm so glad you asked. So JoJo, here, I'll pull up the clip while you fill Saxon in on that. JoJo.
I have a pet duck. We used to talk when we used to be a podcast. Nobody believed I don't remember when this was. Probably was 2016. I got a pet duck because Roro, I can't remember how did it initiate. I don't know. Love them. They're beautiful animals. Who doesn't love waterfowl?
I'm looking for the webcam, so sorry, JoJo.
Web footed cam. And so I got a duck named Mr. Snackers, and he didn't come with the name. I named him that. He was a little duckling at the time. And couldn't speak a word of English. But unfortunately, not too long after that, my landlady got wind of the fact that I had a duck, and ducks are not allowed. I've made the argument that it doesn't stipulate in the lease that there are no ducks. It does say no dogs. But I was at risk of losing our place. We couldn't renew the lease anyway. So I've got my duck, Mr. Snackers, out here in Ducky Daycare. We try to take him out when we can. Roro, I need to talk to you actually about duck sitting in a week.
I can do it as long as it's not August. I have a conflict, but I got you.
No, end of July. Yep. And so we check in on him on the show from time to time. He's out here eating watermelon, shitting in a little kiddie pool with all his buddies. And nice. I think he's having fun, but kind of like having kids in childcare, you feel bad. It's not a great feeling because you do feel like, shouldn't this duck just be in a pond or at home with me? And shouldn't I just change my lifestyle to better suit a duck? But anyway, how do you feel about ducks?
Saxon, do you like ducks or not? How do you feel about ducks?
I love them. I love ducks.
All right, great.
That's what we're here for.
That was the preamble for all of it. It's just, all right, so Saxon, do you like ducks?
That's it. Yep. Say goodnight to Mr. Snackers, everybody. Goodnight, Mr. Snackers.
Goodnight. Goodnight, Mr. Snackers.
Nice, good one. He's a fucking legend, Mr. Snackers. But sorry, getting back to you, Saxon. Anything else? I checked out, you have a new single out, right? M-O-M, Mom?
Yes. So I've been starting to just try to make my own beats, right? Because
do you produce that, Saxon?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, I produced that.
Love it. Sorry, we're going to get off topic. Like, we're going to have to talk after the stream, Saxon. But
we do have a listener question. Sorry, Kim Shear.
No, my wife loves that. So great.
Thanks, Kim. Solid.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, I started making my own beats because, so here's the story. So I got a Call of Duty trailer, right? Nice. The trailer for Call of Duty, right? And it was, I'll just give you the numbers because it's not as cool as it sounds, right? It was a $50,000 fee for this trailer, but it was a remix for a song that I did. So out of the $50,000, I was 33 for me, 33 for the original producer of the song, 16 for these for a new remixing guy, and a 16 for another new remixer guy, right? So, and I have a publisher. So
that's percentages for those 50, of you out there trying to do math and going to be like, it doesn't add up to 50. Okay.
So out of this $50,000, I'm at most going to get $8,000, like at most. So I was like, that's a bummer. Like it's cool because it could have been zero, right? But I started thinking like, damn, I at least want to get to a point where I'm able to do that. Like where I'm able to make 100% of the song so that I can do it myself. And like, I'll always need a Roro beat. There's actually a beat that you have that I didn't write to yet, but I kind of forgot about it, but I love it. I want to talk to you about that. But I've been trying to get more into the sync licensing area, which is like getting your song on trailers and commercials. So I just went on tour, right, with Flowbots, and it was great, but it's a pain in the ass, man. I got punched in the face the first night on tour.
Literally?
Some drunk.
A drunk person, night. That's the connection. Just a, this is a long connection. Setup for everybody waiting for the connection to the show here.
First night on tour, just got punched in the face by this woman who was super drunk. It was like a noodle slapped me in the face, but it was still like she tried to punch me. And she did. She landed it. But I was just like at that moment, like, man, I wish I was just at home. Like I just wish I could just make beats and be at home and just do all this. Because I don't want to get too deep into the weeds about the music.
But you're not getting here. Yeah.
But it, basically, the longer you're away from the copper jug, you're just not feeling right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, I released Mom, M-O-M, produced, first song I ever produced, written, mixed, and mastered by me.
All right, we will talk after the stream.
That's a big.
It sounds so great, dude. I looked up to see who produced it, and it was empty, and I was like, huh. So, but yeah, we'll get in the weeds later about this, but I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sick. So,
that's where I'm at. When I'm done, I don't want to tour anymore, really. I would like to just sit at home and walk to my mailbox and get checks. That's my goal now.
It's a beautiful goal.
It's great.
Yeah. Living that copper jug life. That's what we all want, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a bigger copper jug.
Yeah, swim in that copper jug. Put a duck in that copper jug.
Swimming pool.
And can I also say make it rain copper mugs, I hope?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Swimming in a copper jug.
Well, you have been a delight on our show, and thanks for coming along on this journey. To everybody else, we'll see you next week. We're doing our flight to Malibu. Last but not least, you ready, JoJo?
Oh, yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.